Alexander Snitker, libertarian, Republican, and political hack. And Adrian Wiley, born-again anarchist and political has-been. Banter, lather, and joke about current events while attempting to figure out whether to keep trying to salvage our constitutional republic or just stock up on marshmallows to roast on the smoldering embers of society. It's time for Unattended Baggage.
Why, thank you, Ledge. Hello, everyone, Podcastville or Internet Land or wherever you may reside. This is Alex, co-host, Unattended Baggage, along with me is my radio life mate, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Adrian, chairman of the Building Materials, Projectiles, Changing and Logistics Committee of the Western Florida Guild of Professional Anarchists, Local Chapter 151, Wiley. How are you, sir?
Well,
other than annoyed with me.
It's not official until I have the T-shirt.
I got you.
So, still waiting on the T-shirt.
Hey, which, look, it takes time to get build a production.
I think I've been waiting on a T-shirt from you now for at least a good, 10 years?
I've gotten you other T-shirts before then.
Not in about 10 years.
You think it's been about 10 years?
It's been about 10 years since you've given me a T-shirt.
Well, this time I'll be making it myself, so there you go.
Hey, you better be. I expect it soon.
Well, me and Danielle.
Soon, yeah.
All right, so I wanted to see, how was your week, by the way? Sorry we couldn't do it on Saturday. We had to do the show on Sunday.
Yeah.
I had some cleans I had to do, so.
Nice week. I had a real Florida man experience yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what happened?
Well, it was...
Did it involve a gator?
It did, yeah.
Oh, shit.
It actually did.
Hold on. I did not know that ahead of time.
No,
and simply guessed that it involved a gator.
A gator was involved. So walking the dog through...
Huckleberry is the name of the dog.
Dog's name is Finn, which is apparently a real common dog name. I'm hearing a lot of dogs named Finn now. Anyway, walking the dog along Brooker Creek near the south end of Lake Tarpon.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
And we're walking the bank of the creek, and I got the dog on a leash, fortunately, and I come around this bend. And I'm like, you know, come around the bend, and I'm like 15 feet away from a good 10-foot gator.
Oof.
Just right there sunning. And the dog, of course, is on a 6-foot leash. Well, apparently this dog, who's still a puppy, has no sense of self-preservation whatsoever.
Just going up to the dog.
So the dog, you know, charges for the gator, and not like, I'll save you from this vicious creature. Like, hey, let's play. You know,
hold on. It wasn't a mean or aggressive charge.
It's like, hey, that looks like a big fun thing to play with.
I got you. Okay.
And so the the gator, fortunately, he was facing away from us on the bank, so he's facing the other direction. But as soon as the dog started to approach him, you know, got within maybe 6-8 feet.
Okay.
Of the gator, which is plenty of room for the gator to literally turn around
and
charge. Yeah, no problem. So I pull the dog back just as the gator's turning around to like, hey, what the hell's going on? You know, but so the gator, you know, so we backed off to about 40 feet away to see what he would do. And he kind of half turned around and, you know, looked at us like, nah, I'm too chill today to eat you guys. You know?
So maybe he already ate something beforehand.
We just gave him a wide berth. Yeah, but yeah, it is. You know, it's one of the beauties of being in Florida is you can just turn a corner and be face to face with a gator. You know
I got to tell you, too. I think there's a lot of people around the country that wouldn't look at that as the beauty of Florida. It would actually be looked at as the danger
right.
in Florida.
Right. Yeah.
However, it takes a true Florida man to recognize the beauty of the situation.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, you know, I told my wife.
So I think
story.
You've probably gotten this Florida man badge before.
But oh, like, many times.
If,
yeah.
If Florida man was like the Girl Scouts, then you would have gotten
my
badge.
Vest would be full.
You would have gotten it.
Yeah, my vest would be full. Well, of course, I told my wife that story.
Ooh, that's a good T-shirt idea, by the way.
Florida man badges.
Yeah, Florida man badges.
That's actually a good idea. We'd have to go through and figure out all of the badges that you would get. You know.
Hold on, let me open up a Google Doc.
I like that. That's
oh, that would
idea.
Be awesome though. Like, what would be the Florida man badges? Hold on here. Florida man badges. I can't. We're doing this right off the bat.
Well, hang on. If we're just going with wild animals, you got to go with gator, panther, bear, rattlesnake, Coyote. What else? those are about the main things that can eat you. Then there's like the nuisance critters. You know, you got tons and tons of nuisance critters. You know, of those, the only one I haven't had a real run-in with is a coyote. You ever had a run-in with a coyote? I mean, I've seen coyotes out and about, but they're normally skittish and they stay, you know, far enough away from you. But I've definitely had run-ins with many with gators, a couple with bear, one with a cougar, you know, a panther, lots with rattlesnakes, you know. But no real coyotes. How about you?
I think I've had definitely a gator because that just goes without.
Yeah, saying. I mean you're gonna have run-ins,
and I don't even go out into the woods that much, and I haven't run into right, gators. Like yeah. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
You know, and then
you can hit gators with your car here.
Yes, depending on the road.
Right.
Like, hold on. Here's the thing. For Alligator Alley, there's a road called Alligator Alley.
Right.
They literally put up fencing along each side. Now, nobody's on this road for 100 fucking miles, right?
Right.
Like, you're driving through the middle of the swamp, basically, for 100 miles. And there is fences up along both sides, not to keep you out.
To keep the gators off the road.
But to keep the gators from getting
on
the road.
Yeah.
Like, literally, that's a thing.
Well, 41, Tamiami Trail going across the state. You see more gator strikes there, but they got fences up most of the way there too. But
I've seen a gator like on the side of the fence one time.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. But if you want to see gator roadkill, the road is 60 going across the state. There seems to be always gator roadkill on 60.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I so rarely take that road. That would because that's the one that's got the real steep like little like ditch along the side.
No, that's Tamiami Trail. That's 41. Yeah.
No. It's both of them.
Well, right? No, 60 has some spots, but it's mostly just kind of like marshland and farmland on either side going across 60.
Oh, no, absolutely. But it's but it has that steep drop right on the side right there. It's like 10 foot, but like it's 10 foot.
Yeah, though. I mean, just a retention ditch it's type of thing.
Well,
yeah.
Enough to fuck up your car if you get into it.
Oh, though. That's true. Yeah.
Like if you get in there, you ain't.
So any bears?
No, I've never had a bear.
Oh, really?
Never a bear one.
Oh, I've had a few bear encounters.
That might be more north of the state, in the north part of the state.
No. Like in Withlacoochee, for example.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Run into bears a couple times in Withlacoochee. Yeah. And Ocala.
Ocala. Well, that's north.
Yeah, that's a little further north.
Central north, but, you know.
And rattlesnakes. That's
I've had a very few run-ins with rattlesnakes.
That's what I was trying to tell Dawn. You know, I come home, tell her the gator story, and of course she's pissed. You know, it's like, what are you doing? You're going to get my dog eating my gator. You know, and she wasn't wrong.
But does she realize she lives in Florida?
Right. And I'm like, yeah, look, I've been going out in the woods, been taking dogs, taking kids out in the woods, and you know, and nothing bad ever happens. And she's just like, around that. Well, what about this time? What about this time? What about the time our other dog got bit by a rattlesnake? You know,
just like. And your name, and she's, and you're like, fuck, I forgot about all
right,
those.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So you had to see the point?
Not really, but because, you know, my answer was, yeah, but did anyone die? Nobody died, so we're okay. But yeah. Oh, man. Florida
man badges.
Florida. I love it.
Florida man badges. That's a good.
That's a good thing. Yeah. And we got to come up with the scenarios.
Well, it'd be so I got gator, panther, bear, snake and coyote.
Right. But
I do want to put a crack house or a meth house, a meth lab.
Yeah. Meth lab. So, it's what are the categories of you got to have like close encounter categories with these critters? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's close encounters of the first, second, third, and fourth kind. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't there levels of badges?
Yeah. It's I guess you could do that. Yeah. Like, we could do, like, a bronze, silver, gold. Maybe something
actually,
like that.
I'd like to know if there's is levels of badges for the Girl Scouts. So let me see here. Girl Scout badges.
Like, maybe do it like medals with, clusters, Oakley clusters for, second awards.
Oh, gosh. There's a lot of them.
Yeah. Why are you going Girl Scouts and not Boy Scouts?
I thought it was funnier.
Okay.
Only reason I thought it was funnier.
I am not eating any Florida man cookies. I don't know what the fuck's in those things, man.
Daisy Money Explorer badge. Daisy My Money Choice badges.
Daisy My Money. What?
Brownie My Own Budget badge.
These sound very strange.
It does, actually.
I don't want to incorporate.
This is actually from GirlScoutShop.com, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, just for the record. I'll have to. Okay. Well, there's some work that needs to be done here, but this is a good beginning of a concept here.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Florida man. Hold on. A Florida man badge would a t-shirt with a fucking big, like yeah. a big gator on the front. Like I've achieved my. I've unlocked my. Yes. Hold on. Would it be I achieved or oh, I unlocked?
No, my. No. That, maybe that's it. We should do like achievement unlocked, like in video games.
Yes. Yes. Achievement unlocked.
I like this concept in general.
Achievement unlocked. Close encounter gator.
Right. Yeah. Well, and again, it's got to be of what kind, you know, because I would say, you know, just kind of like walking up on a gator is kind of like a close encounter of the first kind.
Yeah.
You know, of the second kind, you know, you touch.
Oh, shit.
You end up touching a gator.
A manatee riding one.
What is that? A manatee riding? Is that a person?
Yeah. Like, you know, riding a manatee.
Oh, manatee riding. I thought you said Amanda T. I'm
like, no. The hell is Amanda? A manatee, because it's totally legal to do this.
Oh, yeah.
So you can just put a manatee. But you sure, a Florida man has ridden a manatee.
I've never ridden a manatee. I have touched manatees, and you're not supposed to touch
you're
manatees.
Not even, yeah, you're not even supposed
actually,
to touch
them. Actually, I take that back. I have, like, swam with a manatee, like, while kind of, like, holding. And then, kind of like your hand
so
on the manatee.
So you're a manatee toucher?
Yeah.
Hold on. So it's going
to... And I would call it an inappropriate touching. But since you're not supposed to touch them at all...
All of it's inappropriate.
I inappropriately touched a manatee. But I've never actually like ridden, but I have swam with them while I was...
Hold on. For the inappropriate manatee toucher?
Yeah.
I think that we should put something on there that is like you have to have some kind of like a stigma that goes with it. You know what I mean? Like if you're a child molester?
You're not allowed within 100 feet of a manatee again?
Yes.
Or wait, no, you can't come within 100 feet of a spring.
Hold on.
Allowed at near power plant discharges?
Of t-shirt is longer
what the loud. Hell are you typing?
I'm right in the back of the shirt, right. Man,
we can brainstorm this later. We don't have to do it.
What are you talking about? This is great. We're not gonna come up with great stuff off the air. It's only on the air that we're gonna be having good ideas. All right, so I got that document started, by the way.
Yeah, I like the idea.
I love the man.
Yeah, that's definitely a category.
Honestly,
of t-shirts.
Here's the thing that sucks right now. I really have to go buy floridamanbadge.com.
Oh God!
Hold on here.
If I had a dollar for every domain name I've registered and never used, I'd probably have about $50.
You might have more than that. Right? You might have more than that.
Oh shit!
FloridaManBadge.com.
All right.
Hold on. I gotta. I gotta text somebody.
Look. This is another wild ass idea that you're never ever going to do.
You know what?
With.
I'm working on the Bruce Traveler one. I'm doing a lot of work.
Right.
For, man.
That's what I'm saying. Focus on one thing. You can't just start up a new idea. You don't get to. You can make the t-shirts though, and we can put those in our t-shirt store and sell those. Yeah. Because I think that'll do. All right. Focus here. Hey,
hold on. I gotta send a text.
You need to focus on the show.
FloridaManBadge.com.
You can't get distracted.
I'm sorry. All right, we're into it.
I know it's like a brand new box for you. With
so
boxes
sad.
Inside the box. Just, you know, ooh,
love
shiny
boxes.
Thing.
Ooh, love
you
boxes
know?
Inside the boxes. Have I told you about the storage
shut
unit
up,
box?
Dude. No.
Do you want to hear about it?
No, I don't want
to. We all kinds
no,
of time.
We're not going to. No, listen. We're not going to talk about boxes again. I just can't do it. God damn it. What's a storage box? What's a storage box? What are you talking
right.
about?
So, you know how sometimes I go out and buy storage units, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You actually purchase the contents of abandoned storage units.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
All right. So, here's what I did. So, I had a bunch of extra of the plastic bins, right?
Right.
So, what I did was the empty bins.
Right.
I stuck enough in the Jeep so that I knew exactly how many would fit within the Jeep, right?
Right. Yes. You did tell me this.
Oh, I did? Okay. Yeah. Never mind then. Okay.
So, you actually perfectly mapped out how you can do the storage bins to clean out other people's storage bins.
Yes. Well, storage units.
Right.
But I could take the choice stuff and stick it in those things, though. And there's
right.
different sizes for different things.
Yeah. Oh, Yeah. The OCD is just palpable.
And now they're all in the back of the warehouse just sitting there waiting.
Right.
And wait, actually, every time I walk by it, I look at it and I'm like, soon.
When did they soon. When did they announce those? I mean, how
they
do you
them
find
online
out about
now. It's all online.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. And then you can just buy them online. And then
oh, really?
And then once you win it, you just go over there and pick it up.
Oh, Wow. Well, what do you get? Like, they open the door and take a picture? And
yeah, they open the door, take a couple pictures, and then you can look at the pictures.
Do they walk around inside? Or do they just
a little bit, but
outside?
Not much, though. I mean, they will go in and take some pictures. But
so
most
you have
of the
a pretty good idea of what you're getting.
A decent idea, yeah.
Yeah, but you don't know what's inside the
box. Some of them go for a ton of money now. Like, there's a lot of people involved in it, so now the price, you know, supply and demand.
You know? Well, yeah. There's, you know,
and there's some people that
sell entire TV series about people buying storage units.
Oh, yeah, no, and it's real. It's a thing.
Yeah, so...
So, at any rate, though, so I did want to, there was one thing I wanted to bring up today that I thought was an interesting subject to bring up. Last night, or Friday night, I was drinking, I was over at my brother-in-law's house, and we were drinking. And the subject of Five Branches Brewery came up.
Okay.
Are you familiar with this brewery?
No, not particularly.
Okay, so Five Branches Brewery is, the reason they call it Five Branches is because of, you know, branches of the military.
Military, right, yeah.
So it's a military
themed
one, right?
Right.
And in talking about it, I was like, well, yeah, I don't really want to go to that one. I mean, I'll end up going, but like, I'm like, I'm not really going. And my brother-in-law is like, well, why not? I'm like, well, it's just an homage to government, and I hate government, and I just, no, I don't want to do it. I'm not, you know, he's like, well, do you consider yourself patriotic? And I'm like, no, not really, not anymore. I'm just not. He's like, but do you hate all of America then or something? And he didn't say it in a mean way, but he did it in a, like, he kind of wanted to know. Like, he wanted to ask.
Yeah.
And so it brought up an entire conversation about this. No, wrong. We talk about this stuff all the time. But I would say that there was definitely a certain point, especially when, like, when I was in the Marine Corps and when I just got out of the Marine Corps, up until probably around the 2008 timeframe.
Right.
That I was definitely all in on America and the flag.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
Like, and all of that. And since then, it's gotten progressively and progressively, I wouldn't even say worse. I don't even want to put that there. But when it comes to, like, being patriotic, I'm definitely not now.
Well, I would say that my patriotism is on an inverse chart with America's totalitarianism. So the higher the level of totalitarianism in government got, the lower my level of patriotism got. And, you know, when someone asks, do you hate America? I mean, that's a complicated question. I love the land. I love the people. I love the idea of America. But I hate the government. So when you say, do you hate America, how are you defining America? I mean, that's a real, how do you answer that question?
Well, no, and that's what I explained.
It's interesting. It's kind of a loaded question, because in a lot of cases, the people asking it, when they ask, do you hate America, they are exclusively talking about the United States government. You know what I'm saying?
Not, here's the thing, though. They are,
may not have been.
Hold on. They are. No. They are, but they aren't.
Right.
They are in the fact that if you say it and you're specifically talking about the government, they're looking that you think you hate all of it.
Right.
Where if you can give your opinion overall, I think you end up getting a lot more agreement with it.
Right.
And that's what I was trying to explain to Ray on Friday night, is I was like, look. Like, I don't hate the people. I mean, I do kind of blame them, but I don't hate them. I hate the fact that we have a government that uses that patriotism against us to get us to do shit that is not in our interest or in America's
Every
interest.
Government does that.
That's in their interest.
That's like the MO of government.
It's the MO of government. And so I said my problem really has to do with the government per se.
Right.
But I don't like patriotism now because it's a tool that is used by those people against the citizens. And I went like the
it's
Iran.
It's used to ensure everyone's compliance.
Yeah. So I used like the example of the Iraq war and the Afghanistan war, like the war on terror. I used this one. I said, look, the government has destroyed a generation of people. Like the young men and women that we've sent to go over there. We've fucked up so many lives, not to mention the people we've killed over there, but just for us, if we're just going to look at America,
right?
Then we
hundreds
have
hundreds of thousands of dead Afghans and Iraqis too.
Yeah. Oh, no. Millions.
Yeah. Millions probably,
you know, from the first Gulf War to the second Gulf War, there was millions that got killed.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So I was explaining it to him, and I was like, look, my problem isn't the people in the military. I actually like the people in the military. I was one of them. My problem is that we have a government that sends these people overseas in all these places they shouldn't have to go to. And if they don't, they can't say no, they have to go.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can not enlist, but if you do enlist because you're under the guise that you want to protect the country because you love America,
right,
it's being used against you.
Yeah.
And we have politicians that stand on the grave of dead soldiers, on dead kids, on dead old people. They will use whatever they want to use in order to advance this agenda. And I can't, like, I can't not say something about that. Like, I don't want to fly an American flag anymore because I don't want to.
Right.
Like, I don't want to be a part of it.
Yeah. And it's not that. Yeah. That's really the thing that's hard for people to understand. I don't hate America. I don't hate the flag. I hate how these symbols are being used by people in power to manipulate people who aren't in power.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I hate.
And I don't want to play the game anymore.
And I'm not playing the game. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's kind of what it is.
I will never, ever put a flag in front of my house.
No, me either. But that is interpreted by so many as being, well, you just hate America.
Well, yeah. No. You hate the people.
Right. Right. Yeah.
You're disrespecting the people because of that.
Right. No. And that's not what it is.
And that invokes an emotion from them.
Yeah.
Unless it's somebody that you know. You can't explain. You will not have the chance to explain the position.
You won't get the opportunity.
Now, luckily, on Friday, I did have a chance to be able to explain it. I don't know if Ray all the way got it or not. I don't know if he did, to be honest with you. I think he did, but I think at the same time, I think a lot of times people can hear what you're saying, but you still don't do it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can't cross
it's
that
still
line.
Not right. Yeah.
And I say,
and I get that.
I do understand that, but I still say, fuck that. You got to cross that line or you're never going to change it.
Right.
Because they're always going to use that against you.
Right.
Yeah. And they continually use it against you.
Yeah.
How many people look, everybody on both sides in this political arguments that we're having right now, everybody thinks they're the patriot and the other people are un-American.
Right. Yeah, that's 100% true. And not only that, they think that the other side is destroying everything that they love.
Yeah.
Which in some ways, they're both right, you know?
Well, they're both lying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the leaders on both sides, here's the thing. The Democrats do not give one fuck about democracy. They do not. They do not care about it at all.
Because, well, neither do the Republicans.
No, you're right. But the Republicans aren't the ones that were, you know, we got to save democracy. Like,
they said we got to save the Republic, and they ain't doing that shit either.
Well, no, that's true.
They want fascism.
No, hold on. But here's the thing, though. Let me knock each one on its big theme right now, though.
Okay.
So their big theme on the Democrat side is democracy.
Right.
Meanwhile, they've literally not held elections and primaries.
Oh, right.
In Florida, for instance, they just nominated Joe Biden like it wasn't a fucking problem at all. He didn't debate anybody. They completely ignored all their other candidates. You don't care about democracy.
Right. And they want all these alphabet agencies to have complete autonomy to make rules without any type of representation whatsoever.
Oh, so yeah. Oh, absolutely.
They don't
hold on,
give a
we're
shit.
Gonna, and hold on. We're going to get into that here.
They
in
don't
a little
give a shit about democracy.
No, they don't care about it at all. Now, the Republicans are talking about freedom all day long, right? Freedom, freedom. They give no fucks about freedom.
Right.
Like, there's bans on the homeless. There's bans on books that they don't fucking like.
Right.
There's bans on this. There's bans on that. We got to make a law for this. We got to make a law for this.
Right.
You know,
can't
it's
say
like,
this. Can't
like,
say that.
Yeah. Like, right. You don't really believe in, you don't believe in freedom.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just don't. Like, it's,
neither
it's,
of them
it's,
do.
No, you're right. Neither one of them believe in freedom, and neither one of them at the end of the day believe in democracy.
And Republicans don't believe in a republic, and Democrats don't believe in a democracy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
like, now here's the thing. If you go and talk to people one on one, and you lay where you're at on stuff out, and if you can get an honest conversation with them, they're probably with you about 60% of the time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably
true. As long as you don't hit that emotional nerve.
Right.
Or you trigger them, or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
But if you trigger them, then it doesn't even matter.
Well, here's the thing. The best way not to trigger them is not be on the opposite side. So if you're talking to a Republican, hey, I'm not a Democrat. talking to a Democrat. Hey, I'm not a Republican.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, oh, okay. And a lot of times I say, I hate them both.
Right. Yeah.
And when you do that, that almost takes a guard down.
Yeah.
I didn't look this article up, but I heard it in a news article where there is now a significant percentage of like, I hate everybody.
Right.
There's like a I hate everybody party.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
They're not really a party, but you know, they have
should be.
Oh, now the second part of that is we were talking about first responders.
Okay.
And what I said to him was this. I'm like, okay, look, I got no problem with the fire department people. They're
right.
Cool. All right, whatever. No issue, whatever, with the fire department. The medics and the hospital people and ambulances and shit, I got no problem with those people either.
Right.
Cops, nope, not anymore.
No.
That's another one where I was never.
Don't want them, don't need them.
And here's the thing, too. On an individual basis, almost every run-in with a cop that I've had, I really haven't had a whole lot of problems.
Mm.
But that's only because of my number one rule as it relates towards the police. Don't be a dick to the guy with the gun.
Right. Yeah.
That's it. Now, they've done some fucked up shit. Like, I've gotten pulled over, I've taken too much time, and they've done other things. But, like, for the most part, I have gotten away pretty much. Like, I have never gotten abused or roughed up by a cop or anything like that. I've never gotten beaten or tased or anything along those lines. Most of my encounters with law enforcement have actually been okay. But I don't give them credit for that. I give credit to myself for that, for not, A, not
for
putting
knowing
myself,
how to de-escalate simple-minded people.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, and also one advantage is, and this is one thing people won't admit, but some people won't admit, another advantage is that I'm white.
Yes, that's
because
true.
If I was black, some of those encounters probably would have gone badly.
Yeah, same here.
You know, and that's called officer discretion.
Yeah. Well, I've never had the shit beat out of me by a cop, which probably has a lot to do with my skin tone. But I've had some rather unpleasant run-ins with them. You know what I'm saying? Where they were just being assholes for no good reason.
No, that's true. You know? And I've had those too.
And being cowards, you know.
The thing about it is, like, there's been some times where we've done some political things where the police were there and stuff like that, like in riots and protests and stuff.
Right.
And at those times, the cops were actually pretty okay.
Here's the thing. Here's how low our bar is that we're saying the cops were okay because they were just dicks and didn't beat the fuck out of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, no. The bar's low.
Right.
The bar's low.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. My thought of law enforcement from I'd say, and I'll go from 2000 until now, my view of law enforcement has gotten so bad now to where, like, if they give me a story of something that a cop did well, I have less of a chance of believing that than I do of one that went of a cop doing something bad, which is a bias that I probably shouldn't have, because you should, you know, look at all of it without clear lenses or unbiased lenses on it. But you've seen and witnessed so many things.
Well, see, I kind of
just like, man.
I kind of started the other way. I never really had a need for cops. You know what I'm saying? Whereas I used to be, you know, patriotic and rah-rah and flying the flag and all that. I was always like, cops, I got no use for them, really. And I never was like, oh, there's a cop, I feel better. You know, it was like, always to me, cops introduced a level of threat into the equation, to me.
Well, I always had a respect for the profession, and that's gone now.
Yeah, I don't even
like
know
that's totally gone at this point. Like, I felt a little bit of a way with some of the police I feel bad for. But the bigger your rank is and the longer you've been there, the less I have respect for you at this point. Because you know what? Here's the thing that gets me is, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. You know the bad things, and you're just willing to, you know, it's again, this us versus them mentality.
Right.
It's the difference between law enforcement and peace officer.
I don't know, man, because the cops that I know personally, well, there's a couple assholes out there, but most of them are decent human beings. I know a couple who quit because they were just like, no, it's a shit job. Yeah, I couldn't deal with it anymore. I don't know. It's a weird thing. It's very much like, to me, the entire law enforcement, world feels like a giant Milgram experiment. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. Actually. Okay, that's you went way deep than on me for that one.
Okay, I think I'm saying that right. But that was the one where they did it back in like the late 50s, early 60s. And basically, they just took people, sat them down behind this console.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now.
Administering a shock.
Yes.
To somebody in the other room. And it was just a recording. And they kept turning up the voltage. And because there was a guy in a lab coat with a clipboard telling him to, turn up the voltage, shock him again. No, you got to keep going. Shock him again. And these random people would just shock somebody that they didn't know who was like screaming in pain, shock them to death.
Yeah.
And again, no one's actually getting shocked to death. But these people thought they were doing it because someone of a higher authority was telling them to do that. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
to me like how all law enforcement is that if you took a lot of those individuals, they're decent human beings, but they're in this structure where the higher authorities are giving them the power and essentially telling them, this is what you do. You use force. Use force. Use force.
And
that's kind of what, I see it.
Hold
now.
On. And those that have a problem with it, which is the ones you'd want to keep, leave.
Right.
And those that don't have a problem with it, the last ones that you want to do that, get promoted.
Exactly. And that's what happens. So you have
It was like with Beza. What Beza was doing was like the best. That's what you want them to do.
Right.
And he got, shit-canned.
And for those of you who have no idea what we're talking about, John Beza, a former NYPD detective and was a Pasco County Sheriff's Office, Sheriff's Office deputy. Go back and
I think it's episode 15.
Yeah, something like that. Very early on, we had him on. It just a great guy, but a really good example of what a good cop looks like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of what you'd want them to look like.
Yeah.
Instead of the Minority Report we got going on in
Pasco
right
now. And he also ended up becoming Ron Paul's head of security.
Yeah, so, for his campaigns.
Yeah. All right.
Great guy.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's a tough question when people assume that you hate America, and that's just not the case. It's a weird thing.
Well, no, you do, but you don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
You hate the government.
Yeah.
And you hate what the government does, but you don't hate the people.
No.
And there's a difference. And that's why,
I would actually like to see the complete abolition of the United States government, and the state governments and the local governments and all governments whatsoever, even down to the homeowners associations. But that's just me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't have a problem with the homeowners association as long as you're not in it.
I don't know. In a full anarchy world, I might go Mad Max and raid them. Just because they have a homeowners association.
Just because they have one?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if nothing else, I would go and piss on their manicured yards. Maybe drop a deuce in there and not, clean up after my dog or something.
Yeah. Hold on. You're going to drop the deuce and then blame it on the dog?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got you. I mean, as long as they're not a gator there, you'd be all right.
That's right.
Because you'd hate to drop a deuce and then the gator come and chip.
Well, of course they wouldn't. Gator
bite your balls off.
Gator wouldn't be caught dead in a HOA, man.
Well, it might be caught
dead. They're waiting. Right.
If there's a lake in there, then there's a gator.
There's a gator in there. Yeah. So.
All right, so that was the overall gist of the conversation with Ray. And I don't know if he got it or didn't get it, but
yeah. And I understand all points of that conversation because I understand why someone would ask that question. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't even here's the thing too. I don't necessarily even have a problem with somebody if they are patriotic per se.
What does that mean though? The thing.
If they fly the flag and they love America and they want to support the troops and things like that, like I don't have a problem with it, but I do judge it though because I'm like, well, it's because of what you're doing is that allows them to do what they're doing. Like takes two to tango.
Yeah. Here's the thing: when I see someone like that, I don't hate them, and I'm not like, it's just like, they just haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah,
they
I wish you understood.
They haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah, I wish you understood.
Yeah.
I think more than anything else is, look, I didn't need Ray to come over to my way of thinking.
No.
But I did need him to understand why.
Yes, yeah.
That's the one thing I needed. And that's almost why I wanted to bring it up on the show, is I want people to understand the why behind it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, look, I don't just hate America and think these other countries are great. No, no, no.
No.
I hate all the governments.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hate the evil that our government does.
Yeah. I hate what all powerful people do to all people under the guise of government.
Yeah.
You know, and that's it.
To somehow think that they have the moral high ground. Yeah. And that's the other part that gets me, is this thought that these government officials have some kind of moral high ground. Like a Joe Biden.
Some type of authority.
Or a Trump.
Yeah.
Or a fucking Ted Cruz. Or a fucking Marco Rubio. Or a Mitch McConnell. Or a Nancy Pelosi. Or a Kamala Harris. Like, all of you people are bad. You know you're bad.
Right.
And you want to talk about misinformation? These people spread the misinformation that somehow that they're not just not in it for their own personal power.
Even if they're not bad, let's just say they're not all evil, which I think they are. But let's say they all have good intentions. Okay, my position is, okay, I don't think you're smarter than me. I don't think you're better than me, and I don't think you should have the right to dictate things that are critical in my life.
Yeah,
you know. You don't get to do that. I don't grant you the authority over my life. And that's really what it boils down to.
Yeah, and they think that they can institute these laws and to use this force because somehow they know better.
Right.
And because of that, they get to dictate to everybody else how they should act.
Right. And the way that they get you to buy into it is because they make you afraid of everyone else.
That's right. That's right.
Almost. And that's what's funny, and a lot of people don't see, is that government, in order for them to retain power, they have to keep you afraid of something or someone. And in a lot of cases, it's to make you afraid of your own neighbors and keep you afraid of your own neighbors.
Yeah.
Or it's to keep you afraid of the country next door or the country across the big ocean. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In order for them to exercise authority over you, they have to keep you afraid.
Well, they could do it two ways. They could either inspire you or they can scare the shit out of you.
They never inspire.
And they will just scare the shit out of you. It's a lot easier to deal with.
Right.
And you're a lot more controlled when you're scared.
Right. Right.
It's a lot easier to control you when you're afraid.
And then they play the national anthem and do a flyover at the stadium, and then you feel good about it.
That's right. You're like, oh yeah, we love America. It's those people fought for my freedoms.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah, it's
I think the funniest thing though is the Gadsden flag and then the thin blue line flag.
Yeah, I know.
Like those two flags right next to each other makes absolutely no sense.
Or
because the biggest problem with law enforcement is the fact that we make so many stupid fucking laws for these guys to have to do.
Right.
Which is always my point to people in law enforcement.
Yeah. You know? I don't even think that it's that. I don't even give them that benefit of the doubt. You know what I'm saying? I think, it boils down to what gives that guy with the uniform and the shiny piece of metal on his chest authority over me.
Yep.
What gives? I didn't grant you authority over me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't sign on for this, you know. So because I say I don't want you exercising authority over me, the only thing you can do is use force against me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what it is. I
either
feel
take
like,
no for the answer or make you do it.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, it's I am constantly, you know, just kowtowing and giving in to all these things that I don't believe in because I know that there's this body out there that's going to exercise force over me. And the difference is with me is I believe in the non-aggression principle. I believe in living my life without harming anyone, without taking anyone else's stuff. I believe in, you know, just the golden rule, do unto others.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I am zero threat to anyone, but I just want to be left alone by all you people.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, there's the Damocles sword of threat.
That's always
and
there.
It's hanging over all our heads.
Yeah.
You know, but some people, you know, fly the flag and embrace it.
Oh, no. They think that represents safety.
Yes. Yeah. And to me, that represents tyranny.
That's right.
Because I'm not afraid of my neighbor. I'm afraid of the guy with the shiny metal badge on his chest.
Who thinks he can come
and
over
I'm
there without any repercussions.
Of the guy who, because he got X number of votes, believes he's better than me.
Yeah.
Or she's better than me. Those are the people I'm afraid of. I'm not afraid of my neighbor. You know, I'm not afraid of a black guy walking through my neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? I'm not afraid of Mexicans. You know, I'm not afraid of these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's what makes the world great. You know, and the problem is so many people are afraid of those things. They're willing to have that totalitarian Damocles sword hanging over their head because, like you said, they think it makes them safe. When in reality, it makes them slaves.
Yeah. Well, look, take immigration, for instance, right now. You have a government that has perversely adjusted the free flow of people that are vitally needed in our economy.
Right.
That so much so that these people are willing to go through barbed wire and all this other stuff to get over here, right?
Right.
You perverse the system so much, you make it impossible to come over here legally, and then you wonder why there's problems at the border.
Well, here's the thing. And the irony is that they have to have it both ways. Because we absolutely need a flow of cheap immigrant labor.
Yes.
Because our country cannot survive without it. Okay. So we need that flow. But the people in power also need to have that that issue alive at all times.
Yes. Okay. That's why they never fix it.
Because the Republicans need it because all the people that are afraid of brown people. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats need it as something that we're going to fix when we get into power.
That's right.
You know, so both sides need a really screwed up southern border. Okay. While at the same time, they both know that we have to have at least a certain number of immigrants coming in. Otherwise, there will be no more tomatoes.
Yeah.
You know, and already I think we're a little out of balance because I've noticed that lately when I go to get my car washed, I can't get it completely detailed anymore for any less than like, you know, $100 because there's white people doing it.
Goddamn honkies.
I know. We do not have enough Mexicans to where I can get a $30 hand detail interior.
Yeah.
You know, so we're out of balance right now, you know.
Yeah, and neither, and the thing is,
I'm going to call that the car wash index. Okay. The car wash index. So I'm going to say that when we have the perfect balance of fear and actual loose policy at the border to where we have the right number of immigrants is when you can go to a car wash and for $30 get an interior detail.
There you go.
That's it.
There you go.
That's right there.
The car wash index.
Yes, that should be the car wash index. And right now that car wash index is way out of whack because Biden is far too restricted on his immigration policy. We need Trump back because we actually had more immigrants coming into the country when Trump was in office.
I actually don't think that's true.
But I don't know, but it's sure seems like it because when Trump was in office, I could get a $30 fucking detail.
Well, because the economy was better, we needed more Mexicans to work.
Right.
I mean, it's not. I mean, it's just one of those things. All right. So, where do we want to go first?
I don't know.
Here's the thing. Let's go way off topic and let's go to the Taiwan one first because that's at the top anyway.
Okay.
Because I did not know this one. I kind of assumed this one a little bit, but I didn't know for sure.
I did not know this either, but apparently we have now U.S. troops permanent. Oh, well, okay. American troops are to be permanently stationed in Taiwan, according to Taipei, a huge move that will likely send tensions with China soaring as its president Xi Jinping covets the island. So
I'll read it. Taiwan has officially confirmed the presence of U.S. troops stationed on its islands in the Taiwan Strait permanently, a development that could further escalate mounting tensions with China. The National Defense Authorization Act, passed in 2023, facilitated the deployment of these troops to conduct training programs for Taiwanese frontline forces. So basically, they're saying we got troops over there right now because they're training Taiwan troops.
Yeah, it doesn't say how many, though.
It's probably a couple hundred or maybe 1,000 or something. But yeah. It doesn't matter. If it's 1 or 100, it's still a bunch.
Right.
The move comes as China continues to assert its disputed claim over Taiwan, viewing it as a renegade province despite never having ruled it. The heightened military activities in China in and around the Taiwan Strait have prompted Taiwan to bolster its defense capabilities. It comes after Secretary of State Anthony Blinken this week issued an ironclad warning to China as tensions between the two nations rise. Closer to home, a new poll found that Biden and Trump are neck and neck in the race to win the White House. And yesterday, Trump warned EU countries that NATO won't be protected if he's reelected unless they pay up in future signs of global tensions. Well, it's getting into the weeds and stuff.
What's your over under date on war with China?
It depends on who wins.
And on who wins what?
The presidency.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it both ways then.
If I was going with Biden, mm-hmm. I would say a year and a half after his reelection.
Okay.
And somebody
so
will be
put it like 2026.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking we're in 2027-ish.
I gotcha.
But it could go sooner. But what if Trump?
Trump, no war.
Really? Yeah, really.
Yeah.
he gives it to China?
No, I actually think they won't attack Taiwan.
And you don't think he'd just give up on Taiwan?
No. No, he's a businessman. They make the microchips. Now, hold on. Once we get all the facilities made in America for the microchips, that changes the dynamic.
All right. Now, since both of those are completely wild hypotheticals that are probably never going to happen, what are the odds with Michelle Obama as president?
Oh.
Right. Which is actually going to be the case.
I don't think there'll be a war either, because then she will give it up.
You think?
I don't know. No, you never. You know what? You never can tell with it when it comes to that. You don't know which way it's going to go. You don't know. I don't know.
I'm saying 2027 in any situation.
That's because of something going on in China, though. Are you because of like the population stuff and everything like that?
What do you mean?
Well, because there's a big population decrease that's going down in China right now.
Right. No, and their economy's in the toilet. Here's the thing. Their economy,
China's in trouble.
China's in trouble. And that's why. So the one thing that would really bail them out would be to take Taiwan and gain control of all that semiconductor manufacturing capability.
Well, okay? Yeah, but if they did something like that, then we're going to stop trading with China. And
we can't. But we can't. That's the thing. If they take Taiwan, Taiwan makes 90% of the world's semiconductors. Okay. If we don't trade with China, if they successfully take Taiwan, take over that manufacturing capability.
With those two ifs, which aren't a given.
No, they're not a given. But if that happens, we have to continue to trade with them.
Well, yeah, we'd have to.
We don't have a choice. Yeah.
I mean, or we'd have to
go
to war.
Or we have to go to the, well.
But that's why we got, here's the thing, that's why we got troops there now, though. We got troops there now. It'd be like, if you do this and you kill our troops, then we have justification to go to war with you.
Yeah, yeah. And that does send a strong signal, you know.
Yeah.
So that could be a deterrent, you know. But right now we're sending a first SOG, first Special Operations Group over there. So, you know, Green Berets. It should be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah.
But, really? We need a war.
we got a war coming out of our
ass. We need a war. Come on. We haven't had a
war. We got a war on global warming. That's the war, man.
You know, we got to put these.
Ask Greta Thunberg.
Thunberg.
Hold on. I just did a good. That was a good segue. Fuck off.
It wasn't, because I was going to segue to an actual another war in Israel. But that's all right. That's all right. You already screwed
You hate the Jews. So.
You already screwed the pooch. So, yeah, this is a. God, you know, they just can't stop trying to scare us. Okay. So, of course, climate change, which has become this thing that is just encompasses everything. The latest one is, and this is the headline, the engine that drives our oceans is slowing, and that could end life as we know it.
Love it.
Right. The collapse of the Atlantic Meridional, I don't actually know. Meridian. Oh, so it's meridional. Yeah, I guess. Overturning circulation, AMOC. Essentially,
the AMOC.
Yeah, that's.
Let's just go with the AMOC.
That's essentially the current that crosses from northern hemisphere southern hemisphere to northern hemisphere.
Yeah.
Okay. The AMOC, the engine that drives our ocean, could happen as soon as 2100, according to a study from Utrecht University published last month in the journal Science Advances. And while the world may not suffer a fatal flash freeze like the 2004 action flick The Day After Tomorrow,
oh God,
an AMOC breakdown would probably reduce the average air temperatures in the northern hemisphere by around 40 degrees Fahrenheit or more, spelling out disaster for life on our planet.
Oof. Okay. Boy, I got to tell you, a 40-degree freaking turn would be bad.
Last year, brother and sister science team in Denmark made their own prediction about the tipping point. Their model found that the AMOC could shut down as early as 2025. Okay. So what they're saying is, essentially, next year, the currents, the ocean currents, because of global warming, are going to stop. Okay. And that the entire planet is going to freeze starting next year. sometime between next year and 2100. I mean, come on, people. Look, and it could happen. And here's the thing. This could very well happen. And look, this happened 12,000 years ago. And we had an ice age, okay? And guess what? Back then, we had just figured out fire and agriculture, okay?
Well, that's what caused it.
And we survived, okay?
Well, yeah, but that's what caused it.
So you're telling me now that we're going to have another ice age like the one that humans survived 12,000 years ago, and it's going to destroy all life on this planet.
Oh, yeah, hold on. I want to read this part. The AMOC hasn't shut down for 12,000 years, but when it shut down in the past, it preceded dramatic climate changes. So if it does so again, it could drop temperatures in the Northern Hemisphere, raise sea levels, interrupt rain flows, and cause droughts, famine, and other disasters. Hold on here. We're quick, though. If it raises temperatures in the Northern Hemisphere...
Lowers.
Oh, no, you're right. Okay, I'm sorry. If it drops temperatures in the Northern Hemisphere, then there would be more ice, right?
Right.
So... it wouldn't raise sea levels.
It would reduce it.
It would reduce sea levels.
So it seems
so they're talking
to me,
out of both sides of their ass right there.
This sounds like a solution to global warming.
Yes. I mean, hold on. Global warming is going to cause dramatic cooling.
Yes. And no matter whether the way it works is no matter whether we have dramatic warming or dramatic cooling, sea level is going to rise.
Yeah, yeah, even though that
more
is
ice,
not the
less
case.
Ice, sea levels going up.
Oh no! Either way, you're flooded.
Because apparently, no scientist wants to say that we're soon going to have more real estate to develop.
Yeah,
you know.
Hold
folks,
on. Let me read this also. 2 years ago, the Diddle Stevens were talking about Peter's work studying tipping points. They knew that the AMOC collapsed and restarted repeatedly during the ice ages from 115,000 to 1,200 years ago, or 12,000 years ago. They knew this that because since the 1950s, scientists have been drilling down into Greenland's ice and pulling up ice plugs of roughly 3 to 24 feet in length and 5 inches in diameter that tell the story of the climate when each of those layers of ice formed. Hold on real quick. So you're saying that something that has happened multiple times in history could happen again, but this time it's our fault.
It's
going
to kill us all. Yeah, and this time it's our fault. Right. I mean, this is, look, the entire bottom line on the entire climate change thing is, yes, climate change is happening, but the bottom line is it probably doesn't fucking matter whether or not you drive a hybrid. Okay,
yeah.
Because this shit has been going on for millennia, eons, you know.
I mean, Earth's fucking billions of years old, right?
Well, yeah, but our current atmosphere
a million years.
No, it's probably been going on for about 2.5 billion at least. You know, and this is just cycles, man. And that's what we've been saying the whole time. These cycles happen.
Here's the thing. Nobody's going to get any goddamn grant money if they go with cycles.
Yes. And nobody's,
even though they admit that there's cycles in the article.
I know. And that's every time you read one of these articles, they have to basically admit that this is a repetitive cycle, whether it's solar cycles, whether it's, you know, in inherent, you know, changes in the Earth's atmosphere, changes in the ocean currents, you know, all these things naturally happen. It's a very complex system. And yeah, we might contribute to it in some, you know, I don't want to say insignificant. We may contribute in some way, shape, or form. But essentially, this planet's going to do what this planet wants to do. And our effect on it is somewhere in the margins. It's not the driver of this. This is a system that we've yet to fully understand, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really what it boils down to.
No, I think they do understand it. They just don't make any money off understanding it.
You know,
right way.
I think that's true for some of them. I think others are true believers, or they're just, you know, picking up on everybody else's science.
You stand on the graves of dead planets to advance your agenda.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's just, you put the fear into
and
you.
And look, this benefits.
And you don't understand. Here's the thing. And you look, I do think that plastics is not a good thing.
Plastics are a bad thing. I agree with
that being said, I'm not going to call for banning them overnight,
Look, and again, you know, putting tons of pollutants in the... Look, I am totally in favor of going to a greener, more environmentally conscious planet, You know, I think solar is a great idea. I think getting away from fossil fuels is a great idea. I think all these things that we're currently doing, I don't think they should be mandated. I think the market should dictate them.
Don't mandate like, it. Don't for it.
Yeah. Biden, don't fucking ban gas engines. Okay, just don't do it. Just stop.
Do you know what's going to happen with gas engines? You know when they go away? When the technology to replace it works.
Yeah, yeah, and is cost effective.
And it will happen like
but
that.
It's here's the thing. You can support all those really good ideas to reduce pollution and to become more efficient and, you know, stretch our research, Earth's researches, protect Earth's resources, you know, things like that. You can do all that without having to be terrified by these things.
That's
it's
right.
Like it's the same concept. People can live together in a peaceful society without having the threat of force from government hanging over their heads all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why can't we just admit to ourselves that we can just function in the world, you know, and we can do good things without having this, you know, shadow of death hanging over on us for everything.
Or you voting for people to force others to live the way you want to live.
Right.
Instead of trying to inspire them and to do it a different way.
It's funny how we're tying that all together, but they're honestly...
All of this ties
together. It's the same basic concept.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody is always trying to make you afraid of something so you act in the way they want you to act.
So they can control you.
Yeah. And make money off you, ultimately.
Even if they really truly believe that it's for your own good,
which some do,
it's still
those are maybe the most dangerous.
It's still wrong,
right?
It's still wrong because the base principle is you can't force other people to do it,
right? Yeah, and if
even
you do,
if
you have to eventually you have to use violence.
Exactly.
You know, and if you're initiating violence against someone to make them do your will, you are an evil person.
Even if your idea is a good idea.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Even if you're right.
Yeah.
You're still wrong.
Yeah. The only way that violence is justifiable is if that other person presents a true threat to you. And that is why it's so important for governments and people who want to retain power is to create another group that people think is a threat to them.
Yeah.
You know, that's why everybody has to create a boogeyman, because in your mind, you know it's wrong. You know it's wrong to initiate force against another party unless they're a threat to you.
Yeah. So when you utter the words of silence is violence.
Right.
You're the wrong one.
Yes. You're evil.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. When you start talking about things like hate speech.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Then you're the wrong one.
When you say that, you know, if you're a something or something denier, a vax denier, a climate denier, something like that, that you are responsible for it and you're killing the planet,
mm-hmm.
you know, or you're causing, you know, if you're a vax denier,
you're causing
the disease.
Me violence.
Yeah, exactly.
How many times is words they go, well, that causes me violence.
Right.
When
exactly.
It's just somebody basing their opinion, whether you like their opinion or not, whether
right.
you think their opinion is good or not, it doesn't matter. It's their opinion.
Right. Yeah. But that's the thing is people who want power, they have to convince you to be afraid of something, and they have to convince you that fear is an actual real threat. You know, like
mm-hmm.
whether that be, you know, the Mexicans are going to come kill us or the planet's going to burn up. You know, it depends on
yep.
where your sensibilities are as to how they scare you. You know, but yeah, it's unbelievable. Well, we only got a little over a minute
left. So you realize we did two of the stories.
Yeah, and I was like, we don't have enough stories. So we'll give you a little preview of what we got coming up in the second hour here. Why don't you run through us real quick
here?
All
right, so you got when playing the cop card, this sounds like a veteran cop fired.
Yeah, hang on, don't get too into
all
it.
Right.
We got a video on this.
We are going to get into the Justice Jackson.
This is classic.
And we are going to get into the Justice Jackson completely skewing the First Amendment, completely skewing it. Adrian has his anti-Semitic Israel update.
Yeah.
Talking about the new frontier in copyright. Government bites the apple.
all right. So that's enough.
Oh,
that's
the Trump saga continues.
So if you'd like to join us in the second hour, all you need to do is go to patreon.com/unattendedbaggage. Sign up. Become a subscriber. You get a whole bunch of swag. And you get a second hour of the show. That's patreon.com/unattendedbaggage. We'll see you there.